A new development and social housing. From today, the Ministry of Social Development will prioritise families with children who have been in emergency housing for longer than 12 weeks to the top of the social housing waitlist. Now, the Housing Minister is, of course, Chris Bishop, who's with us. Very good morning.
Good morning.
Have you got the houses?
Well, we're building the houses. Unfortunately, we've inherited a housing crisis, as you know, and we've inherited a situation where there are around 3,000 families with kids in motels. The government spends $1 million a day housing people in motels. It's a disgrace, and we're absolutely determined to do about it. We've got a target of significantly reducing the number of families living in emergency housing. That's going to take sustained effort. We need the private rental market operating properly. We need more social houses, and we need more broadly houses across the spectrum. But what we're saying here is that if you've got kids and you're living in a motel and you've been there for 12 weeks or longer, you absolutely have to be the priority, because the social outcomes for those kids and indeed your family are just so catastrophic. So
were they not previously?
No. The situation we've inherited is a mess. Where the average length of stay, by the way, for families in emergency housing is about 26 weeks. So on average, people spend about 6 months in emergency housing. So, no, they weren't a priority. And basically, people were randomly going from emergency housing into random locations. What we're saying is that people with kids who've been there for quite a long time should be prioritised to get into a warm, dry home.
This was the Labor Party. This is the friend of the poor and deprived. I would have thought they would have been automatically at the top of the list by no other reason than common sense.
Over the last 6 years, Mike, we've spent as a country $1.5 billion on emergency housing motels. That's the size of Transmission Gully Motorway. That's how much it's cost the country. And, of course, there's all the social cost on top of that, which is in some ways incalculable, because you've got a whole generation of kids growing up in grotty, squalid motels, and we're determined to fix it.
Rotorua, how do you explain that and the anger around the place at the moment, where the ministry goes, we'll have another couple of years' worth of motels, thanks very much, and no one seems to know about that?
Yeah, a bit of a communication stuff up there. So what's happening in Rotorua is they've got these contracted motels. The numbers are coming down, to be fair, in Rotorua. There's more supply coming on, and there's a cross-agency effort working hard to get families out of motels there. So the numbers are coming down, so that's a good thing. The ministry has done is apply for resource consents just to extend them for another couple of years. But they just really didn't tell anybody about it. It's frustrating. The community is pretty upset about it. You've unsurprisingly got people there who want their town back. And we're absolutely committed to getting families out of motels in Rotorua as quickly as possible, so that we don't need those motels anymore.
Appreciate it very much. Chris Bishop, who's the Housing Minister. I could talk to him at the very said. I wanted to talk about Kaiangora and that clown and the $6,000 or whatever the fine was, and the threatening people and throwing his girlfriend off the balcony, but that'll have to wait for another day.
For more from the Mike Hosking Breakfast, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 6 a.m. weekdays, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.